In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash. Good morning, Chef John
Ash. Good morning. How are you?
I am doing very well. How are you?
Good. How are your cucumbers?
Don't ask. It's a sore point. It's a sore point. They're not doing well, but I got, if you need tomatoes, just ask.
Are you in tomato heaven?
I'm being inundated with tomatoes.
Oh, it's great.
Drinking of every possible.
You know, one of the things I forgot, I have a lot of tomatoes too, but for my big tomatoes, I forgot that they can get sunburned. Next time, you said it's the lament of gardeners is next time, next year. Mm-hmm. I have to remember to put something up.
A little shade cloth over them.
Yeah.
Because, boy, when it's 105, 108, they just don't like that. And that's just the way it is with gardening, right? I think you have to be an eternal optimist if you're a gardener. You have to. Or you just throw in the towel because something's going to go wrong. But you have cherry tomatoes, don't you? You have a lot of those. You
know? I have sun golds.
You have sun golds?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That's the only one.
Well, that they're great eating, huh?
It's dangerous because you go out there and they're just hanging there waiting to be...
Begging you
to
consume that.
Yeah.
So we're hoping that everybody that's listening has plenty of tomatoes. And if not, go to your neighbors. I'm sure they have some enough to give you that.
And if they don't, go to the farmer's market.
Go to the farmer's market. Yeah. For many, many years, you worked with Dry Creek Peach and Produce, which is actually the only large-scale peach grower in all of Northern California in the wine country in Sonoma and Napa.
I guess they are. I mean, there are other people who grow peaches, but not to the extent
that they do.
And with the number of varieties that they have.
And they've been very, very successful, Gail and Brian, over the years. And we've had them on since they opened, they took over that farm and transitioned it to, continued it to be peaches and made it a real entity. And from 2006, for about, 15 years or so, you did a wonderful peach-themed dinner with them every summer.
It was something. We did it outside in the orchard, you know, so people who had never come, they were, you're charging me $100 to sit in the orchard and eat peaches? But
it was well worth it.
By then.
With those peach bellinis.
Yeah.
Those were fabulous. Yeah. So in honor of the Sonoma County's original certified farmers market, doing a big stone fruit tasting today at the market with peach salsa and white peach versus yellow peach, we're honoring that with some of your special peach recipes.
Yeah.
So here's a few. We just posted these on the KSRO Good Food Hour webpage. So if you want to head out there, print them out, follow along. We'll have John comment on each of these. First of all, peach or nectarine salsa. It used to not be a thing, fruit salsas.
No,
I don't remember growing up having fruit-based salsas. Peppers. You did.
Yeah.
Peppers.
Tomatoes.
And tomatoes.
Yeah.
Well, which is a fruit, I know.
Yeah.
But not not peaches. When did that start?
I don't know.
You've been doing it for
I guess when you... do dinners at Dry Creek Peach. You have tons of peaches to work with, so let's make salsa. But they work really well. And actually, I think this recipe doesn't include it, but I often combine tomatoes and peaches together.
No, this one does not. It's peaches, red onions, diced, mixed, some jalapeno or a serrano, a little bit of fresh ginger. That's an interesting addition. Fresh lime juice, olive oil, a little cilantro, and a little bit of honey.
Yeah.
Easy. And this will keep, it says store covered and refrigerated for up to one day. So it doesn't have a long shelf life.
Well, because the peaches, once they're cut, they can turn brown pretty quickly. Even though there's a little bit of lime juice in there, they'll brown out. And they get mushy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is wonderful. If you have a glut of peaches or nectarines, lucky you.
Yeah. This is also a good thing to use with, you know, peaches that are not quite ripe. You know, we get those sometimes, or sometimes they're a little tasteless. And if so, this is a good thing to use. And it's great on all kinds of things, on barbecue, on...
Would you serve it with cheese?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So this salsa is very versatile.
Yeah.
Roasted meats, cheeses. Yeah. Over ice cream? What about ice cream?
Put it on anything.
Peach and prosciutto bruschetta. pretty simple dish.
Peach and what?
Prosciutto. What did I say?
I don't know
what I said. But it's peach and prosciutto, bruschetta. Yeah. Do you have a preference for the brand of prosciutto that you like?
No, not really. There are good ones out there. I think,
domestic is fine.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's a little dollop of goat cheese on top.
Yeah.
So draping it over, very pretty, couple slices, good quality olive oil, serve immediately. Peach aioli.
Yeah.
Garlic, eh?
Yeah.
Nice. And what would you use this for? It's a quick blender dish.
It is. You would use it any place that you use aioli. So aioli is basically a mayonnaise. So this one is spiked with some peaches, which gives it a really lovely flavor and color.
Peach and red chili sauce. So we have to prep these chilies. We put them in a little boiling water beforehand?
If you want. Depends on how you like your chilies.
And what kind of chilies do you prefer? Anchos.
Yeah.
A little milder?
Yeah.
Than the jalapenos or serranos?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you specify Mexican oregano. Is there a taste difference between the two?
There certainly is. If you've never had a chance to have Mexican oregano, it's a different family. It's actually a different species. It has such fragrance, and you can buy it in the market. You can buy it online. I get mine from Rancho Gordo.
From Mr. Beans himself.
Yeah.
Quick rest. Will this keep for a bit? Oh, up to 5 days.
Yeah.
So this peach and red chili sauce. What do you like to use that on?
On anything.
On anything again.
You know, sort of anything you use chili sauce on.
Okay. Now we go into golden peach cake territory.
Yeah.
Oh, is that evocative? And I know you always say on the show, I'm not a baker. Not a baker. Can non-bakers successfully execute
this?
Yes.
Well, I think I even begin this recipe by saying I'm not a baker, but this is a really simple, delicious recipe.
I like that you use a 9-inch springform pan for the recipe. That's so it should be easy and look good and clean when you extricate it.
Yeah.
Easy to do. The cake, peaches, lemon juice, sifted cake. Oh, cake flour is what you use instead of just regular all-purpose.
It's more delicate. You know, cake flour is, there's not as much gluten in it, so it's not as heavy.
So it'll have a softer crumb to it than regular. Lemon zest, sugar, some egg yolks, vanilla, a little bit of milk, and then the topping, walnuts, sugar, and ground cinnamon. Do we toast the walnuts beforehand?
You can if you want to.
What would
you don't
you
have
do?
To. I would just put them on because I'm not a baker.
So you would just put them on?
Yeah.
And how long will this cake? Let's see. 3 days refrigerated, served with a little sweetened whipped cream, ice cream, or creme fraiche.
Yeah.
Next one is white peach jam. And you have, don't you have some peaches in your yard?
Yeah, I do.
I didn't,
everybody else had lots of peaches this year, and I didn't have any. I don't know why. But I have one wonderful white peach tree, and so these ones always go into that jam.
Nice. And will that keep, or does it
have
to be refrigerated?
Of course, you're making jam.
So the sugar will help that keep for a bit. And how do you do that? Let's see, boiling water covered. Jam's always somewhat been intimidating to me to do.
This one's not.
It's not?
It's not intimidating.
Okay.
No.
A little bit of pectin in there to help it set?
Yeah, if you want.
And now this is interesting. Ground cinnamon, preferably Saigon cinnamon. A difference?
So in the world of, it's like in the world of all things, there are many variations on the theme. And the most fragrant, most, really outstanding. If you like cinnamon, and I do on everything, look for Saigon cinnamon. And again, you can buy that in a market online. Just look for Saigon as opposed to regular cinnamon.
So I think because it's Saigon cinnamon, it would have more of a kick. Is that true or not?
Well, kick.
Spicy? Is it?
No. It has more flavor.
It does have more flavor.
Yeah.
Fascinating. White peach jam. And this is perfect that this is the last recipe in your package because in anticipation of our next guest,
yeah.
It's a peach barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
Does it have ketchup in it? Yeah, a little bit of ketchup. Yeah. Oh.
Ketchup's a magic ingredient. You know, I think sometimes it gets put down. But, you know, whoever invented ketchup, we should look that up and honor them.
Probably someone in England.
Yeah.
Didn't it?
Yeah.
I think that's where it came from. Olive oil, onion, a little ginger, some garlic, a little bit of wine, half a cup of white or rosé, peach preserves, some ripe peaches, ketchup, cinnamon, a little bit of cider vinegar, a little bit of bottled hot sauce, if you like. You like Tapatio, too, don't you? I like Tapatio.
I do. I have to say that there are other brands have taken its place.
Well, we always have Tapatio, still. It's a tried and true, tried and true brand. And can be stored and refrigerated for up to a week or so. So there's your peach barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
Maybe even try that on some of our next guest barbecue.
Yeah.
How about that? We'll take a break. We'll come back and meet Daryl Bell from Napa, California, not originally, but he's been, people have been writing and talking about his barbecue restaurant for a couple years. We first heard about this a couple of years ago, that there was a new barbecue place coming to Napa, and it's taken him a long time to finally get everything permitted. We'll find out the story from Daryl Bell when we come back. It's the KSRO Good Food Hour. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash in the kitchen.
The Ramsey Show, Saturday and Sunday afternoons, 3 to 6 on KSRO, is brought to you by Cobran Financial. Can you retire? Find out with Cobran Financial.
Headlines are everywhere. When you want more than headlines, turn to North Bay Biz Magazine and get the whole story. North Bay Biz takes you behind the scenes, introducing you to the most interesting people in the North Bay. Learn from industry leaders, entrepreneurs, and innovators in Napa, Marin, and Sonoma. Here's Jason Walsh, editor of North Bay Biz.
Hey, North Bay. If you're like me and you work for a living, you need to subscribe to North Bay Biz, where we cover the local movers and shakers with an eye on the business, economic, and lifestyle trends affecting life in the North Bay. A two-year subscription today gets you 30 issues for $30. That's a dollar an issue. You don't need to be a titan of industry to know that's a great deal.
North Bay Biz Magazine, online at northbaybiz.com and available in print by subscription and at all Copperfields bookstore locations. North Bay Biz Magazine, subscribe now at northbaybiz.com.
I'm with Ralston May, Talent Acquisition Manager with Lifehouse at the most recent North Bay Job Fair. How did the North Bay Job Fair go for you?
It went very smoothly. We had really good traffic and the right amount of traffic where we were able to really have some quality conversations with folks. We were able to get out a bunch of applications, collected a bunch of resumes, and overall, I think we're pretty happy.
Would you recommend the North Bay Job Fair to other businesses in the area?
I mean, I know we'll definitely be back. I don't know how many people I want to recommend it to since, you know, that might be a few less candidates to us, but we'll see what happens.
Have you hired anyone you met at the North Bay Job Fair?
We actually clicked pretty quickly with one particular candidate that came through and ended up hiring them on the spot. She had the right level and requisite experience. She was really, really interested in working. It's timing. It's really speaking to a bunch of qualified folks.
Your business can be part of the next North Bay Job Fair coming up September 10th at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. Reserve your table now. For more information, go to northbayjobfair.com. NorthBayJobFair.com.
Honey, we need to make reservations for Buckley for our vacation. He loves going to daycare at Paradise Pet Resorts. Let's see if they have room for boarding.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, it makes it so much easier to leave him, knowing they'll take care of him like he's their own.
Paradise Pet Resorts will take great care of your furry family member. You get to go away, and your pet gets a vacation. See for yourself on the webcams. Just download the app and look at all those wagging tails.
Dogs are pack animals who don't do well left alone all day. They need plenty of mental and physical exercise, as well as lots of opportunities to play, sniff, explore, and socialize. Doggy daycare is a practical solution for keeping your dog stimulated, as opposed to chewing, digging, and barking when you're not home.
Pets prefer Paradise. Pet tested, pet approved. Book now for boarding and daycare. Paradise Pet Resorts in Rohnert Park in Santa Rosa. ParadisePetResorts.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
as I mentioned, a few years ago, we got wind of a new barbecue place opening up in, of all places, the city of Napa. Although, actually, Napa has had a number of different barbecue places that we've been to over the many, many years. But this promises to took it to another level, because it featured a chef who originally from one of the barbecue meccas of America, and that's Kansas City, who moved out to California. We'll get his story in just a minute, and worked in some of the finest restaurants in Napa Valley, and decided to go out on his own and kind of bring his heritage to Napa Valley, and that is opening up his own barbecue place. And we've been waiting a couple years. I feel like I know you so well because I've read so much about you in the press and online and social media, but it's great to finally meet you, Daryl Bell.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me.
So is this actually going to open?
It's official. We have an actual date, which is great, August 8th, which is nice. It's gone from a vague summer or spring opening to narrow down to June opening, July opening. Now it's like, all right, we have a date.
So what happened? Why? Was it? Everybody says it's the city, it's the county, it's the health department.
But you started this process about a year and a half ago, didn't you?
Almost 2 years ago. Yeah. So we took over a restaurant up in Santa Elena called Press. We did that right before the pandemic, switched it over, got our star. And then right at that point is when I left out. So this was in 2022 to start.
And you didn't take over an operating restaurant.
At Press?
It's your new place.
Yeah, no. So at State Line, found this old auto body shop.
Oh, that's right. Okay. It was an old auto body shop, first of all. All right.
Yeah.
And what called to you? What was it about this place?
Wow. It was pretty immediate, you know. Like, the market in Napa was really tight in terms of real estate to find and put places in. And so I ended up looking for almost 6 months, and, you know, almost signed and got impatient, almost signed on one item, but I just never really felt like that was really calling me, because some of the best places for barbecue in Kansas City are in, like, warehouses, gas stations, auto shops. So I was like, this isn't. And then my wife walked down the street with our kids, and she found this building that we're currently at, and I was like, that's the one. It's got a Quonset hut. Looks like an old airplane hangar. Hey. It's really cool.
Where is it in Napa?
It's on Vallejo Street in Yohome. So essentially, if you're just going down Sasco, if you turn west on Vallejo Street, you'll see us over the train tracks.
Well, it seems like this would be incredibly daunting. You're starting from ground zero, aren't you?
Yeah. Exactly, from ground zero. I'd say even less than that in some regard.
But you did a pop-up restaurant for a short period of time at
Oxbow, yeah.
At Oxbow Market.
Yes, yeah.
And that, because I went over and had some of your barbecue. It was great.
John came back and said, well, this is legitimate. This is really great stuff. And this kind of works serendipitously. One of the tenants had vacated, didn't they, at Oxbow?
Correct. Yeah. They kind of reached out. They were seeing if we'd kind of take over their last part of their residency there. Mm-hmm. And initially, I was like, I don't know about this. You know, I was like, I want my focus to be on our project, because we're in the construction phase at that point. And eventually, you know, we kind of talked it over, like, all right, let's just do this, see this more as a marketing tool instead of like a making profits and all that. So we're like, okay, we'll sign this. We'll do this for just a 3-month-long pop-up. We ended up extending it to a 4-month-long pop-up. And then it just, you know, got too close to the point of the restaurant where I had to be there pretty much every day on site.
But you got a chance to really fine-tune your recipes at Oxbow. Here you're serving the public. It's kind of a restaurant setup, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, it was our restaurant, you know, just our temporary location. And we did that, and it was great. Yeah, I got to, as you mentioned, do recipes, define those, bring staff. So all the staff that were there wanted to come to the new one. So they're all with us there.
Well, you could do a trial and see how they worked out at Oxbow first and go, yeah, this person, I want them at the restaurant.
So before the show, I was asking you, how come you didn't just stay at Oxbow? I mean, it's a beautiful place and lots of traffic and all of that kind of stuff.
It's true.
But it's expensive.
Sure. It's definitely more expensive. I feel like because of our building, you know, it obviously comes with pros and cons. Uh-huh. Our building, since it was just essentially just a Quonset hut with just walls and a ceiling, that's it. our rent is lower, so we're able to actually do pretty good financially. But the cons of that are it just takes such a long time to switch something like that over. So when it comes to Oxbow, we always saw that as a temporary thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That we knew, you know, we would be focusing on the permanent one. However, in the future, you know, that could still be an option.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's a great bridge.
It was.
And a way of introducing people to what you do. And
That's mm-hmm. the key thing. Because, when I first left Press Up in St. Helena to start on this project, the bridge at that point was, you know, I immediately told Jeremy, who's a business partner, I immediately told him, I was like, I want to go to farmers markets because that's going to be the best way to reach locals. Mm-hmm. And we need locals in Napa to the restaurant because without them, whenever all the tourists are gone in season, what are you going to do? So I went to farmers market. So that was a nice bridge. And then from there, it's like, all right, the next bridge is going to be Oxbow. Because everyone's like, okay, when's the restaurant going to open? When's it going to open? And then finally I can say, hey, we're in Oxbow. Come see us.
It fell into place really well.
Yeah. Yes.
And then I remember you did some festivals. Our morning anchor said she had your barbecue over at the Bottle Rock. Did you have Bottle Rock?
Yeah. So
she said it was great.
Yeah, we did Bottle Rock in 2023. And that was insane. the backstory in that is, you know, I only had a 250 gallon smoker. That was it. So it's, you know, this maybe like 7 foot smoker, and I cooked every single day, in that month of May, and prepped it and diced the burnt ends and re-smoked, did the full thing, just crazy hours just to do it. To make that happen for three days worth of a festival, which is crazy. But then this year, 2024, having, you know, 2,000 gallon smokers is just like, all right,
So where do you get your smokers? Do you build them?
I do not. I leave it to people that are, you know, better at that and master that craft. So,
What is your rig? What is your setup that you have?
Yeah. So I have for the restaurant, I have Moberg smokers. So Sonny Moberg makes them for me down in Texas, kind of customizes it how I want.
What kind of smoker is this?
So essentially they were old propane tanks. So 1,000 gallon propane tanks, and you know, he cuts off the end and puts a box and everything and puts a stack on and the doors, and he's so great because as soon as he sees that the metal warps when he adds any amount of heat to it, he just takes it, stops, and throws it over. He calls it his propane tank graveyard. He just has hundreds of them. So it's if it warps, I just don't use it. You know.
And so is this what's called a barrel smoker?
Yeah, this is an offset smoker.
Offset smoker.
Offset smoker. Yeah. So offset just meaning that the firebox is on one side with the wood, and mm-hmm. then the proteins or whatever you're smoking are off to the side instead of being direct.
So that's your main apparatus.
And
do you have some backups also?
So I have those two, which give us a crazy amount of firepower. Each of them are, I think, 20 something feet long. So I've got two of those.
So here I am. I'm sounding like the government. So what about that smoke? where does it go?
so it goes up and out. I mean, you know, it's like
it goes to God.
It goes to God.
It's called the angel share, just like in bourbon.
Yeah,
you know, the vapors that evaporate from the barrels in bourbon country.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, there's no real workaround either. If you're smoking and doing barbecue, you know, it's got to go up and out. But fortunately, the way that we actually smoke, all the smoke that comes out is really clean after we've set that fire. Sure. So it's we have an actual auto shop that's fully running and functional. That's our neighbor. And they can never tell when we're smoking. They're they can smell it, but they can never see the smoke.
Fabulous. So do you have two of these Moberg's?
I have two of them, yeah.
Boy, oh boy.
And they're named Cassius, and the other's name is Clay.
Oh, come on. Is that true?
It's true, yeah.
But you don't know this, but I grew up and actually trained in Cassius Clay's gym.
Whoa.
I'm from Louisville.
That's pretty
cool. So he had a downtown gym, and as a youngster, we would train at his place. And so we have a long history. I don't know him, but I did see him at the Stanford Airport in Louisville, Kentucky. And I said, hey, champ! And he waved at me and said, hey, good to see you.
That's
the only time I got to meet Muhammad.
Yeah. Wow.
But that's really cool.
That's cool.
So talk a little bit about what is Kansas City barbecue versus Texas barbecue versus
Memphis barbecue.
Yeah.
Memphis.
There really is a difference?
There is, yeah. They're all kind of a bit regional. So in terms of, you know, for instance, Texas barbecue, it's in the style of dry. Mm-hmm. So they don't sauce theirs. They just use a dry rubber seasoning. Kansas City, ours are in the style of wet. So we still season them, make them dry rubber, however, and then we sauce them. So we serve our meats with sauce. So for instance, in Kansas City, if you get sliced brisket, it's going to be with sauce already on it. Kansas City, they just slice it, and then you can add your own if you want. At the restaurant, I do a bit of a hybrid. So I intentionally don't say the restaurant is Kansas City style. I say it's Kansas City inspired because, you know, being a chef out here for 15 years before starting the restaurant, you know, there's different things that you learn and see that you're like, okay, well, is that the best way to do the brisket, you know, from Kansas City? It tastes great, but what is my style? So that's when I kind of merge the two worlds. So I do a bit of a hybrid where I slice it thicker than we typically do in Kansas City. And then I also showcase the whole brisket first. In Kansas City, you never see the whole brisket. It's just pre-sliced and sauced. I want to make sure everyone knows fully and clearly that when they go to the restaurant and they see that whole brisket, like, all right, these guys have nothing to hide. They're cooking this legit brisket, and then we're putting a little sauce on just to enhance it.
This is about 12 to 15 hours for this brisket?
Exactly. Yeah. Usually it's around 14, 15 hours.
You started kind of woodshedding on your sauce, didn't you? That took a long time to develop.
Yes. So a lot of people don't know the actual restaurant started from the sauce. And so I moved out here 2009 as a chef and said, you know, I'm going to work for Chef Keller. I was like, I got to work for Chef Keller. And so when I came out here, you know, I was $8.25 an hour. I was not making enough to kind of do too much. But I was given to a foundation called Rafiki Foundation, and they help orphans and widows in 10 different countries in Africa. And I was like, all right, well, I can't continue to support that foundation at $8.25 an hour. So then I was like, all right, I've got to figure out something. So I was like, all right, I've got this sauce from Kansas City, this recipe already. I'm a chef out here. Maybe if I mix the two, I can make a sauce. People might like it and they may buy it, and I can continue to give it to Rafiki. It worked out. And so we give it to Rafiki. And on top of that, we started doing No Kid Hungry as well. And at some point, or not at some point, in 2021, my wife, after so many years of saying, like, open a restaurant, stop whining about there not being the type of barbecue that you like in, but that you're used to from Kansas City. She's like, why don't you just open your own thing? And I eventually, 2021, I was like, all right, this is a perfect and organic kind of evolution of State Line Road barbecue sauce to State Line Road Smokehouse. And I told her yes, and
What's the sauce called? Do you have a name for it?
Yeah, so the kind of umbrella name of it is State Line Road, and then the actual flavors are 816 Original, 816 Dry Rub, and 816 is the area code of Kansas City.
So that's why it's 816. So you have two styles of barbecue sauce?
Yes, yeah. So I have original. I also have a black truffle one. I team up with truffle shuffle to do this one.
So how come Keller didn't jump on this? I mean, he's pretty inventive.
But he started serving it, didn't he?
Yeah, he actually did. So he didn't know initially, because so for instance, when I started it, I was just testing out the recipe with all the other chefs in the restaurant for family meals, and he still didn't know I was doing, you know, 60, 80 hours a week. That's typically how it is. And then on my day off, I would go to stores and I'd try to pitch them on buying the sauce. Uh-huh. And once I got enough of them, 7 to 9 stores, I ended up switching it to when I got my day off, I would actually do samples in there. So I told TK, Chef Keller, about it. And I was like, hey, I know you don't know this, but I make this sauce. And he's like, Chef, let's taste it. So I did a tasting for him. And he put it on his restaurants on the cruise line, Seaborne Cruise Line.
Yeah.
And we that's why we have a gallon food service jugs.
Oh.
And then we also have 16-ounce mason jars for the public.
So where do you get it? Where can I get it if I wanted to go get some today?
So, of course, you know, State Line Road Smokehouse, you can go there.
But it's not open yet.
Correct, yeah.
It will be on Thursday.
Exactly, all yeah. Right. And then you can also do, we've been doing for the last 3 years, online. So you can go to statelineroad.com, mm-hmm. and then you'll find a link that just mm-hmm. says, or a tab that says shop our store, okay. Something like this.
So it's not available in any retail markets at this point? Or?
There's a few in Napa, mm-hmm. that we do, like Food City and some other ones. But once the opportunity came with Chef Keller on, gallon-sized jugs, sure. in wholesale, mm-hmm. it's like, okay, the margins are a lot better on that. So it's like, instead of going into stores.
So we just learned the area code of Kansas City.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, you did.
So that's why you named that. And what about State Line? Where did that come from? State Line Smokehouse Barbecue.
Yeah. So State Line Road, it's a road that has some of my favorite barbecue spots in Kansas City. And it divides the state of Kansas City, Missouri and Kansas City, Kansas.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. So they call it State
Line. So that's
the
Smoky Highway.
Yeah.
And what kind of places, like Arthur Bryant's or the what?
Arthur Bryant's is not on there. Oh. Arthur Bryant's is, where is that? It's like near, I think it's on Cleveland. It's near the 18th and Vine District. Mm-hmm. And my grandma actually lived maybe 5 blocks away from there, which is pretty special. But on State Line Road, I think one of my top ones over there right now is Joe's KC. Yeah, it used to be called Oklahoma Joe's, and it's in a gas station.
yeah, that's great.
Yeah, yeah. So you can pump your gas and get good barbecue.
So if anybody coming into your restaurant in Napa is planning a trip to Kansas City, you can steer them in the right direction.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll take a break. Chef Daryl Bell joining Chef John Ash and me, Steve Garner, in the KSRO kitchen. His new restaurant, long awaited a couple of years, is located at 872 Vallejo Street in downtown Napa. It's called State Line. Is it Smokehouse Barbecue?
State Line Road.
And State Line Road.
Smokehouse.
All right.
Yeah.
Back after this.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, and now at 96.9 in Petaluma.
Hi, it's Dennis from the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market at Luther Burbank Center. I'd like to talk a bit about our market. Sure, we have great coffee, crepes, salsa, sausage, fruits, veggies, crafts, and much, much more. But to me, it's what you can't buy that makes the market special, and that's the people. You may have heard me speak with Steve on Saturday mornings on Garden Talk about buying potatoes from Tom or mushrooms from Barbara, forgetting to mention their business names. This is due to the relationships developed with those who grow the food we eat, something you can't get at the big supermarket chains. The vendors are a great resource to help create the perfect meal for you and your family. Bring your kids, grab a bite and something to drink, and shop the farmers market voted the best farmers market in Sonoma County 2 years running in the Press Democrats Readers Poll. We've been doing this for 50 years. We must be doing something right. So come and visit us at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1.
Chernoff Cosmetic Surgery in Santa Rosa has been taking excellent care of patients for over 30 years.
There's such a difference between doing things to people and taking good care of patients. And I've been blessed in my practice to be surrounded by people who know the difference.
Dr. Chernoff likes to use the term your natural best when advising patients on what procedures to have.
Our nicest compliment is always to create their aesthetic improvement such that no one ever knows that they've had it done. And that means creating a natural appearance, never a done appearance, never a pulled appearance.
He not only trains doctors and nurses nationwide, but also ensures his staff receives training to the same high standards.
I am proud to be referred to as a pioneer in the field of aesthetics because we have been deeply involved in the research and development of many techniques, both non-surgical and surgical.
Check the specials and services at ChernoffCosmeticSurgery.com.
Listen to this. Right now, Ongaro & Sons is offering up to $500 off air conditioning system repairs. Now is the time. Reach out today to schedule your appointment. Ongaro & Sons has proudly served the North Bay for over 90 years, specializing in best-in-class heating and AC solutions. Ongaro & Sons has exclusive partnerships with trusted brands, which guarantees reliability and longevity. Ongaro's team of experts ensures your home or business will remain refreshingly cool all summer long. You can relax knowing you invested well. Remember, Ongaro & Sons offers free instant on-screen estimates and an online store to purchase replacement filters for your HVAC system. And what a great deal. For a limited time, Ongaro & Sons is offering up to $500 off AC repairs. So get in touch today and make an appointment. Ongaro & Sons, your trusted HVAC partner. Offer expires July 31st, 2024. Details at ongaroandsons.com.
I'm KSRO's Daniel Trucillos with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Sunny today at a high of 89, 65 along the coast. Wind speeds will be mild inland, but some gusts along the shores. Mostly clear skies tonight, low 54 degrees. Sunny then for Sunday as well, mid-80s, 63 along the coast. Wind speeds will be mild too. Monday is very similar, Tuesday near 90. Depend on weather every 30 minutes. And FF News Talk 103.5 and 96.9, KSRO.
Conversation with Chef Daryl Bell as much as we are, Chef John Ash and Steve Garner in the Chaos Arnold Kitchen, anticipating the opening of his new barbecue place. Barbecue, it's State Line Road yeah. Smokehouse on Vallejo Street in downtown Napa. So why do you call it Smokehouse instead of State Line Barbecue?
Yeah, I think the biggest reason is I didn't quite get it or understand it until I was out here, you know, in Kent City. I think I just took barbecue just for granted. You grow up with it. You're at picnics every 2 weeks, and you're just like, barbecue's everywhere. So when I moved out here, I assumed exactly the same thing. I learned really quickly. You know, I got invited to someone's house, and they're like, all right, we're going to do barbecue. You're from Kent City. You're going to love this. Yeah. I was like, all right, that's cool. And then I go there. I walk in. I was like, I don't smell anything happening. And then we're talking for maybe like a couple of hours, and they're like, all right, who's ready to eat some barbecue? I was like, all of us are. That's why we're here. and then he's like, all right, I'm going to go turn on the grill. I was like, wait, what? I was like, what is happening? So the reason for that is just I learned in California, at least, that what's a lot of them consider barbecue is actually grilling. And barbecuing is when you're actually cooking low and slow and it's not fire, it's not direct heat, it's not direct fire. You're just cooking from residual smoke, and that's it.
What kind of research did you do before opening the restaurant?
Me and my wife, we did a barbecue road trip. So we went to 26 different places all across the country, and started in Kansas City, went to, St. Louis and Kentucky, Tennessee, the Carolinas, Texas, obviously California as well. And yeah, it was a really fun
Somebody thing. Has to do it. Yeah. So,
yeah, you know, it was great. You know, like at some point I was like, dude, I just need a salad here. Like, this is, I don't eat a lot of meats, ironically. So, but I had to do it. I had to know kind of where we stood. And, you know, there's always things to learn. Like, as soon as you stop learning, you're done. So mm-hmm. I was like, there's always something to learn. Someone's always going to be doing something slightly better or different than you. And, you know, there may be just more experience, but you'll get experience too, and you'll be right there with them. So, just took a really humble approach and was like, let's just see what's out there. And yeah, you know, there's some things we learn, I feel really happy where we sit and stand.
Well, I love the concise nature of the menu. It's barbecue. I'm sorry, it's smoked meat.
Yeah, yeah.
State Line Road Smokehouse. So from the smoker, we have Kansas City invented burnt ends. We'll get back to that. Pulled pork, baby back ribs, barbecued half chicken, and brisket by the half pound. Mm-hmm. So what's your prep for these meats? What do you do beforehand before cooking them?
They're pretty simple. I mean, the brisket's literally, I put yellow mustard on it. It's not necessary. Some people just put oil or nothing at all, but then salt, pepper, and smoke it. The thing truly is how you cook it. Like, I could tell you, like, okay, you put this much mustard or this much salt, whatever it is, but none of that truly matters when you have a 14 or 15 hour window to mess things up. So, you know, if you can't do those techniques and wrap and rotate and do that properly, control the heat, control the fire.
So the wood makes a difference.
It does. Yep.
And so what do you use?
I use oak because it's prevalent out here. And then I use a little bit of hickory as well. Mm-hmm. For the briskets, and yeah, that's.
Do you use different meats for different of the proteins, or is it all the same?
Yeah, I use different woods for the proteins. In terms of, like the pork, mm-hmm. So the pork butt, the pork ribs. I love using cherry with those.
Cherry,
because it's a little bit sweeter. It's got this really fun flavor to it, and then again, oak ends up being kind of like the predominant one because it's everywhere here. It burns really hot as well, and it's not too smoky.
So who invented Kansas City burnt ends? That's what you have here.
Yeah. So Kansas City invented those.
That's, I mean, it was one person that did it?
Well, it not one specific person, but it originated where Arthur Bryant's is currently, mm-hmm. Arthur Bryant's in Kansas City. And so they ended up taking the whole briskets, and then when they're carving them, you know, you have like, all right, I want two slices, whatever it is. They start slicing it. They toss all the ends away, and they just would always throw those away because they're burnt. And then the guests were like, hey, can we get some of those ends? Can you save those for us? So they ended up like, all right, this is the thing. So they saved those.
We can make money on this.
Yeah, dicing them, saucing them, and then re-smoking them. So they're double smoked meats.
When I get to heaven, that's the one meat I want to be there is burnt ends. I love burnt ends.
It's my favorite type.
Pulled pork, and then pulled pork. We have that smoked pork butt. Baby back ribs. Did you think about doing St. Louis or baby back, or was there no discussion about that?
On this menu, so the motto is QSR, so quick service restaurant. So for the full restaurant, in terms of menu, desserts, drinks, all that. So it's a menu model, almost like Chipotle, where you see a small prefix menu, five sides, five entrees, three desserts or so, and you know quickly what you want, and then you keep it moving.
Smart.
So for this one, I was like, you know, there's everything can't make the list, but I said only the things that I actually enjoy eating will make it on there. So
and baby backs was one.
Baby backs was one. There's some things I just don't like baked beans, and they're just not on here. This. Yeah, they're not on.
And what about the chicken? Did you mention you do brine that?
Yeah, I do. I do a quick brine on those, and yeah, pull it out and then smoke it. This just makes it get some of that lemon flavor in there. It's fun.
And then the brisket, man, oh man, is that the most labor intensive, or what's the hardest one to do consistently?
I'd say hardest or most labor intensive is the brisket.
The brisket. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just a matter of how long that thing has to cook, which makes.
What
it
time
like
do
that.
You start the doing these in the morning?
Man, I'd say about 5 o'clock is when we're
5 a.m.
Going. 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah. And we got 15 at 5 a.m. So that means that's not done till 7 or 8 at night.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. And then you wrap these in butcher block, butcher paper afterwards?
Yeah, exactly. That's how they get wrapped up in butcher paper. Yeah, it's a process. When I first got the Moberg, I was really ambitious with it. I was like, all right, I'm going to put 40 briskets on here. So I went from a 250 to a 1,000-gallon tank, and the probe wasn't quite reading like I thought, so it was giving me a higher temperature than it actually was. I was out there for 25 hours straight smoking these briskets.
We'll take a break.
Yeah.
Come back and finish looking at State Line Road Smokehouse, the new restaurant from Chef Darryl Bell that's opening this Thursday in the city of Napa, 872 Vallejo Street.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, 96.9 in Petaluma, and 94.5 in Sonoma at KSRO.com and on the KSRO app.
What is one of Dr. Tom's favorite procedures?
The waist area is one of my favorite areas to perform smart lipo laser liposuction for both women and men. When our patients regain their waistline, they have renewed self-confidence. They love the way they fit in their clothes and how they look in the mirror. Even a small reduction in waist size can take years off your silhouette.
Dr. Tom introduced Smart Lipo to the North Bay in 2007. He has performed hundreds of these procedures under local anesthesia.
Local anesthesia is safe and well tolerated by our patients. You can actually have breakfast on the day of your surgery, and you'll appreciate quicker recovery with less discomfort.
There's a reason he's been voted the Press Democrat's best cosmetic surgeon of Sonoma County 8 years in a row. Reclaim your waist and proudly put your hands on your hips.
Let's stay young together.
Contact Dr. Tom for a complimentary consultation. More info at drtomcosmetic.com. drtomcosmetic.com.
Looking for a midweek escape? Come over to Charlie's Restaurant at Windsor Golf Club, where every Wednesday, the patio comes alive. From 4 to 7:30, unwind with live performances from a lineup featuring Caribbean Connection, Michael Bryant, John Mason, and New Sky. Your Wednesdays will be fun and relaxing. Come early for happy hour, daily from 3 o'clock. Sip on signature cocktails or choose from the full bar. Expert bartenders are ready to mix your favorite drinks, pairing perfectly with a live band. The happy hour menu has a satisfying mix of tasty bites ready to please any palate. See all the menus, including a variety of vegetarian and vegan options, at windsorgolf.com/charlies-restaurant. Charlie's Restaurant at Windsor Golf Club, where great food, stunning views, and lively music meet. Reserve your spot on the patio today. Visit windsorgolf.com/charlies-restaurant. Charlie's Restaurant, Sonoma County fine dining with a view.
At American Ag Credit, we know agriculture is changing in ways we only imagined, and we'll be here to help you navigate the road ahead for the continued success of your operations and community. American Ag Credit has the treasury management products that keep your operation moving, ensuring your money works as hard as you do. Backed by a team of dedicated experts, we provide custom solutions for management of your working capital. For more information, visit agloan.com/success. American Ag Credit, your future grows here.
It's the KSRO Good Food Hour. We're talking barbecue with Chef Daryl Bell. We went through the smoker section of the new menu, State Line Road Smokehouse sandwiches. And also, you have not forgot salads and sides. This is a great sounding one. Cherry wood smoked maitake and greens. How'd you come up with that one for mushroom lovers?
Yeah. So I actually do not eat too much meats, ironically. So I was like, all right, if I'm going to have something where I'm in this restaurant 5, 6, 7 days a week, I need to have something where I myself can eat it as well. So that's kind of how that came about, where I want to make something where it's super flavorful, where if you come in there and your wife gets, say, like, you know, chicken, ribs, brisket, and then the guy's like, all right, well, I don't need a lot of meats. He also can have something where it stands up nicely, and you're like, all right, you don't feel like you're getting gypped
out. I love this. No, 18th and Vine grain bowl. That's beautiful. Then the sides, mac, cheese, ranch, or gordo beans and greens, as you mentioned. So there's our collard greens. Thank you for putting that on the menu.
Yeah.
Coleslaw, Yukon Gold potato salad, seasoned curly fries, and then dessert. We talked about the frozen soft serve, the Strauss,
yep.
And then strawberry cream soda cake. Whoa, where'd that come from?
Yeah, so this one's almost a homage to my aunt. Used to make these brownies for us every Christmas, and she'd put this dollops of cream cheese inside, and she'd swirl it, but when it baked, it would kind of give this, like, kind of firmer texture to the brownie. So I wanted to kind of recreate that by making a strawberry cake, so it has fresh diced strawberries inside. Strawberry cake as well, cream cheese, and then since I lived and worked in France, I want to take kind of a homage to one of the pastries that I learned over there, which is like a rum baba, which is a classical, you know, brioche one that you soak with rum and like juice, lime juice overnight. So did that form, but in the form of a strawberry cake. So
I love your description, a strawberry gastrique. How many people are going to know what a gastrique is?
Cream soda gastrique. I've never seen that on a menu. Yeah. Well done. And then the caramelized banana pudding. That's beautiful, seasonal fruit crumble. And then the drinks we won't get to, but got to try a boozy slushy. That's going to be a rotating slushy flavors.
Yes, yeah.
Fabulous. And I know you've got a great draft beer on tap, too, that's made for you.
We actually have, St. Clair Brown, mm-hmm. Who's our neighbor to our right. Uh-huh. Our buildings touch each other, and she's, Elaine, she makes custom beers and wines, and she's doing one specific for us. I've tasted. She's going to do us two, mm-hmm. and I've tasted both of them and going to make some tweaks to it so it's a little bit more acidic, so it really meshes with the meats a little bit better. But she's the first female brewmaster and winemaker
in the country.
Yeah.
Remarkable partnership. State Line Road Smokehouse, thank you for coming in this morning. Sure. I don't need to say good luck because...
So quickly, give us hours. When you're going to be open starting Thursday?
Yeah, so starting Thursday, we'll be open or we'll be closed on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, mm-hmm. and the hours will be 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay.
And then some items will sell out before then, but
come early.
Well, that's a reasonable schedule.
So you'll have a life and longevity.
Yes,
thank you,
yes.
Daryl.
Thank
Great
you.
Having you on the
Thanks
show. Back next week with Chef John Ash and Steve Garner in the KS Auto Kitchen. Back after this.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is